Spoken version of this Share Maestro market report. Full article. Suncor answers a 10.7% sell-off with a 9.5% rebound, but pressure confirmation is still missing. Suncor Energy closed at $65.82, back above its weekly trend line and within 5.7% of its 52-week high, while volume improved to 1.2 times average without delivering a full market dynamics reset. Research brief. Suncor Energy produced one of the stronger integrated energy moves of the week, rising 9.5% after the prior week's 10.7% drop. The trend signal remains active, and relative strength is positive, but activity pressure is still slightly negative, leaving the setup constructive rather than fully confirmed. Key points. 1. Suncor gained 9.5% for the week, beating the U.S. energy average of 6.1%. And ranking third among 18 U.S. oil and gas integrated names. 2. The close at $65.82 sits 8.7% above the $60.55 trend line and 5.7% below the $69.83 52-week high. 3. Volume reached 26.3 million shares, or 1.2 times the 13-week and 52-week averages, a useful but not decisive participation read. 4. Market dynamics remain mixed. Activity pressure is negative, at -0.08, while relative strength is positive, at 12.08. 5. Valuation distance is a risk marker, with price 63.4% above Share Maestro fair value of $40.28. Rebound puts Suncor back near the top of its yearly range. Suncor Energy's 9.5% weekly gain took the NYSE listed shares to $65.82. reversing most of the prior week's 10.7% fall and placing the stock at 87.8% of its 52-week range. The close is 5.7% below the $69.83 high and 8.7% above the weekly trend line at $60.55, keeping the trend signal active for a fifth week. The move improves the short-term picture, with the four-week return at 5.4%, but the broader rhythm is not one-way. The 12-week return remains negative at -1.6%, even as the 26-week and 52-week returns stand at 19.2% and 75.1% respectively. That mix supports the packet's balanced read. Momentum has recovered sharply, but the stock has not fully erased the damage from recent volatility. Integrated energy context is favorable, but breadth is uneven. The sector backdrop helped. U.S. energy stocks averaged a 6.1% weekly gain, with Suncor's 9.5% move ranking 16th out of 100 sector constituents. In the narrower U.S. oil and gas integrated group, the average weekly return was 3.7%, and Suncor ranked 3rd out of 18, putting it ahead of larger integrated peers such as ExxonMobil at 4.6% and Eni ADR at 3.1%, while just behind Cenovus Energy at 9.8%. Breadth readings are supportive on trend and relative strength, but weaker on activity. Across U.S. energy, 61.0% of stocks have active weekly trend signals, and 72.0% have positive relative strength, while only 35.0% show positive market dynamics. The integrated group shows a similar split, with 50.0% trend breadth, 72.2% positive relative strength, and just 33.3% positive market dynamics. Volume backs the rebound only moderately. Turnover rose to 26.3 million shares, above the 13-week average of 22.0 million and the 52-week average of 21.9 million. At 1.2x average, participation was better than routine, but short of the stronger confirmation threshold that would show buyers pressing the move more aggressively. That matters because activity pressure remains negative, at -0.08, despite improving from recent weaker readings. Relative strength is positive at 12.08. although it has cooled over 4 weeks. In Share Maestro terms, the price action is constructive, the trend backdrop is active, and peer relative performance is favorable, but market dynamics have not yet supplied a fresh positive signal. Risk sits in volatility and valuation distance. The main risk is that Suncor is again trading near the top of its yearly range, while weekly volatility is elevated. 13-week volatility is 6.2%. above the 52-week baseline of 4.3%, and the last 2 weeks alone delivered the worst and best readings in the recent distribution, -10.7%, followed by +9.5%, the fair value gap is also wide. At $65.82, the stock trades 63.4% above ShareMaestro fair value of $40.28, signaling strong premium demand, but also less margin for disappointment if energy prices, refining margins, or sector flows weaken. The next test is whether the shares can hold above the $60.55 trend line, rebuild positive activity pressure, and approach the $69.83 high with heavier volume. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.